Hey, welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you. That is my purpose. That is that's why I'm here. To help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Now, I'm going to warn you now. I have no idea what the hell I'm going to talk about in this show. But you know what? I think that kind of makes it fun, doesn't it? Because I asked my wife, do you listen to my show? She goes, no, I have to listen to you all day long. So if you're listening now, thank you. Thank you. You've got more clout than my wife does right now listening to my show. This is your first time here. You know what? God dang it. Welcome to the show. I don't know how you found me. I don't know what you clicked on to find this podcast. A lot of people say they search something positive or positive podcast or positivity. I don't know what you're searching for, but whatever brought you here, if you're new to the show and you just found it, please tell me what you searched for to find it so I could put that in my meta tags and algorithms and all that bullshit that goes along with gaining, I don't know what it's called. It's all World Wide Web stuff. But tell me what you searched for to find my show. How did you find me? How the hell did you find me? Did someone recommend this show to you? If they did, you know what? Let's do this. If someone recommended this show to you, I want you to text me at 304-506-3332 and tell me who recommended you to this show. And I want both your names so I can shout you both out on the next show. All right. How did you find this show? Did someone say, you know what? I think so-and-so needs to hear this show. Because we all have friends that need help and just need a different perspective. And I have what is known as a positive perspective. That's what I'm told anyway. And you know what? It's such a coincidence that my book is called, how about that transition? The Positive Perspective. If you don't have my book right now, I have to ask you, all of us should say, ready? 1, 2, 3, why not? Did you miss that cue? Try it again. 1, 2, 3, why not? You should have my book. You know why? Because for two reasons. It gives you a physical thing that you can read at your leisure. You don't gotta get on your phone, that stupid technology, to listen to it. You don't have to click anything. You can open a book while you're taking a dump in the bathroom. Okay, I'm gonna be straight up. I'm telling you, this show's demographic and my personality is changing. But you can go in the bathroom and because I've heard a lot of people reading my book in the bathroom because it's like short stories. But within 2 minutes, once your business is done, you've gained a new perspective just by reading a chapter. And there's so many different things in my book, The Positive Perspective. Now, if you want to get that and you want to experience it yourself, and you know what? And call me out on it if you want, because I'm working on a new book. I need some new topics, for goodness sakes. I've already started it, but it's just the same shit I talk about all the time. It's called The Positive Perspective. Search Amazon for The Positive Perspective. And if you don't want to support big tech, like me, go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. You're going to get a slide in that comes in or some kind of pop-up. If that doesn't work because you got it blocked, click on the merch tab. You'll see something that says book, merchandise. And you can support the show and get a book or a personalized copy of the book or coasters or keychains or shirts or embroidered hats and embroidered shirts. Whatever you want, it's all there. And if it's not there, email me. I'll make it. I will make it for you. Okay. BePositivePodcast.com. And if you got something you want me to talk about, because I get emails and texts all the time from people that help me to mold this show into what it is. It's all about you. It's not about me. I'm just a guy talking behind a microphone. I'm emulating what you are giving me, the vibe you're sending to me. So when you text me or you email me or you hit bepositivepodcast.com/your story and you submit your situation. I read every single one. I have no staff. I have no crew. It's all me. Okay. So when you email that, it's not going to some HR department or some promo people or whatever. It's all me, baby. It's all me. So email me and I will read that. And I tell you what, I'm going to tell you right now. I know I'm like 5.5 minutes into the show without talking about anything, but this is important because this show revolves around you guys. It revolves around the people who listen to me talking. You know, I mean, all I do is talk into my mic in my studio and emulate and try to reciprocate what you are asking. I try to answer the questions that you text me. And when you text me through the text line, 304-506-3332, or you email me through the website, slash your story, it gives me something to talk about that can potentially help more than just you. And that's the really cool thing about this platform. I'm on every platform you can imagine that streams podcasts. So if something is bugging you or something is bothering you or there's something you want to talk about, bring it to our attention and maybe, just maybe, it will help someone else. Okay, that was deep. Besides all of that, and I just, this show is really not structured to be a podcast. It's more of me talking about things that have really enlightened me over the past, 6 years since I've been doing this show? I mean, 2.5 million people have listened to the show or downloaded or streamed the show in the past 5 years. Oh my God. And I, you know what the scary thing is I don't do it for any other reason other than the fact that one or two or three texts or calls or messages that I get from people that are at the lowest point of their life. And when I get emails, I mean, I've talked about this before in previous podcasts. I've gotten emails from suicidal people, people who have had a loaded gun ready to take their life, and they search for something positive, in quotes. I searched for something positive, and your show came up because it's a green icon. It's a green light. My logo is meant to suck you in. And it has virtually saved a couple of lives. And when I think about the fact that just my words, the things I say, the things I talk about in my studio, in my own little private world, my own little castle, my own perfect world that I've created and emulated and predicted and created for myself. When I say things in my studio and they resonate so deeply with the people that are listening to the show, when it resonates with you and it really makes an impact and helps you to find the joy, it gives you an excuse to be happy. That was fucking cool. An excuse to be happy. God damn it. I'm going to make a shirt about that. I don't need an excuse to be happy. I have the Be Positive podcast. There's my shirt right there, right? What do you think? I don't need an excuse to be happy. I just am. I think that's better. Put the website a little small on the side of the shirt. I don't need an excuse to be happy. I just am. And you know what? And I was talking to my, here's something bizarre. Talking to the owner of the company I work for, the biggest printer in my state. We print for the entire state and a tri-state area. Huge. Multi-millionaire. Great guy. gives me firewood every winter. As long as I cut it with a chainsaw and throw it in a trailer, he brings it to my house, dumps it off, helps me load it out. This is my boss. This is a person, and I gotta say his name. I have to. I can't not say his name. His name is Andy Walls, the owner of MPB Print and Sign Superstore. And this man single-handedly has helped me to be a better person, has given me the opportunity to have a good life. Because when I first moved here 13 years ago, I didn't have the credit to buy a house, didn't have the clout to buy a house, had the cash. I had $300,000 to buy a house cash, but I couldn't do it because I didn't live here. But I worked for this company, MPB Print and Sign Superstore. And Andy stepped up, and I never wanted to talk about this, but it just happens to come out now. But he stepped up after only knowing me for a short amount of time. I'm talking about maybe a couple of months that I just started working there and just came up here and moved here from Florida to West Virginia on a whim, not a whim, but a life change. And he happened to have a lot of clout and be a great person and has more money than he knows what to do with, but doesn't act that way, but stood up and came to bat for me and changed my life, changed my opinion of people. I mean, you know, when you get backed into a corner or you change your life situation, sometimes people rise up to help you out. And as long as you're observant and understand that they are helping you out without the intention of getting a reward, just for the fact to help someone else out, that's good. But you have to pay attention. So, what is this all about? I mean, this show is called Go Live? Hell no. I was going to go live with this show. I couldn't get the damn camera to work. So, you're getting my recorded version, which is, I'm used to this, and this is my world. But when it comes to being, okay, let's just wrap this shit up, okay? My whole podcast, this whole venture, this whole thing that I've been doing for, what, almost 6 years, revolves around me trying to help you find your inner happiness and be happy and experience the joy of life. All right, that's a perfect pause for me to have a drink of my beer. But other than that, I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to experience joy, happiness. And that's family, love, happiness, God, whatever you believe in. Be who you are. Be happy with who you are. Don't worry about what other people say who you are. I just had a long conversation with my daughter tonight. We were out there just chilling in the hot tub. The jets weren't even on. We were just talking. I know, right? Me and my 18-year-old daughter just talking. Well, she'll be 18 in May. Almost. I'll give her that. Just talking about stuff like, you know, what's more important? People are assholes. Why are some people assholes? How much energy should I give to a relationship? How much should I let someone be who they are before I decide that they shouldn't be a part of my life? And at 17, almost 18 years old, that's tough stuff to deal with. And guess what? At my age, I'm not telling you what it is. If you don't know already, you're not following me enough. But at my age, even now, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to take the time. I'm not going to make the effort or have any concern about who the fuck you are. I'll be your friend, but I don't care. You can be part of my world, my life, my friends, whatever. But your life, your experience, your existence, your time on this earth is virtually meaningless to me. Now, some people go, that's cold. How can you say that? That's just not right. You can't say that. I'm like, yes, I can. You know why? Because I can say whatever I want. Because I am a human being and I have a free thought and I was created. I came here to experience something in life. And no one, no thing, no entity, no government, no people, no thoughts, nothing can change what I think I need my life, I want my life to be. And you know what? And I'm so sad that it took me, 55, 60, 60 plus years to realize that I can actually be who I want to be. I can act the way I want to act because it doesn't matter what other people think. It really doesn't. In the end, when we're done, when you're done with this meat suit, and I've got a few text people saying, I love when you talk about the meat suit. Well, that's what it is. It's, we're actually riding around in this meat suit. It's like a freaking roller coaster of life. Oh, I'm going to jump down into some man in the 50s. I'm going to jump down into this woman in the 20s. I am going to be this person in the 2020s, whatever. That's what I want to experience. And that's what we do with our consciousness, with our energy. We decide we're going to jump into this part of existence. Now, right now, this is getting crazy. I know it's getting late in the podcast. I should shut it down, but you know what? I'm not. And you guys have been saying, hey, do an audiobook. Well, I'm going to, but right now the podcast is the audiobook. But, you know, when you start thinking about your place in the universe, think about it for a second. I mean, really, really think about it, okay? Let's think about, first of all, I'm going to break this down very, very simply. And I say simply because it's for me to understand. I'm not saying simply to, for you. This is for me because it blows my mind when I think about the fact that I am a human being with the ability to make my own choices and create my own existence in life on this planet. Okay, me, a single human being who is a part of a family, which is a group of human beings that are creating a different kind of existence in our homes, in our wherever we live, whether it's in a house or a tent or a yacht or a mansion, whatever it is, you create that. And we are part of a society, which is a group of people. Maybe it's your town. Maybe it's your state, maybe, you know, and it grows exponentially to your country. Okay, now here we are. That was a big jump going from your house to your town to your country, especially in these times because our country is so freaking divided and focused on such of the wrong things that it really petrifies me. It scares me. But you can't focus on that. So here you go. You got your community. Then it grows out into your town, your state, your country, your world. Now here we are as a global existence of human beings on a planet that is hurling through space. Okay? Think about this. I mean, I'm not trying to get deep here. I'm trying to get realistic, thinking about our existence as an individual. Scale it back. You're an individual, you're a group, your family, you're a state, a country, a planet. And now we're a planet. And we're not united at all as a planet right now. But that's irrelevant. So now we're a planet. Now think about our place in our galaxy. Right? Earth. Compare Earth to the sun. All right. 330,000 Earths it takes to fill the sun. It's a fact. Google said it, so it's true. So 330,000 of our planets fit into the sun. Wonderful. Okay, now are you starting to get a perspective? Do you feel small yet? I know I do. Because you know why? Because when you start thinking about the Milky Way galaxy, now that is so much more vast than our planet and our galaxy. The Milky Way is huge. Now, that's our galaxy. Now, think about this for a small moment. There are 2 trillion galaxies in our expanding universe. Okay? It makes the mind boggle, because scientists say that the universe is actually expanding at a rate that they cannot calculate. So for us to understand that, we have to understand infinity. And guess what? The human mind cannot conceive infinity. We can't. You just can't concept how, okay, this goes on forever. There's no end. You can't, because we have to rationalize size, space, mass in our minds to actually visualize something in a physical form. But the universe is not a physical form. And we are one with the universe. Now, if you're still listening 21 minutes and 40 seconds into the show, that says something. It says that you want to know more about our existence. You want to know more about what your purpose is here. Because it's not to work every day. It is not to please someone else. It is not to fulfill anything that doesn't bring you joy. And I say that over and over again, because everything I do in life brings me joy. And if it doesn't, I don't do it. I don't care what it is. I don't do it. I don't do anything that doesn't bring me joy or inspire me or bring me excitement. Sure, it might be a tough situation. Maybe you got to work an extra 4 or 5 hours, or you got to come in on the weekend and do something, or you got to do something out of your comfort zone. Maybe you have to create something, or you have to be or help someone do something that you've never done before. I say jump on it, tackle it, do it, freaking do it. Because you know what? This is your life, and I'm smacking my desk right here. This is your freaking life. And it's so limited. It is such a flash in the pan. And the older you get, if you're young and listening to the show, bravo. Thank you for listening. If you're older and listening to the show, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, and you're listening to the show, you get it that your clock is ticking. And if you're not enjoying life and not experiencing joy, you're wasting your life. And as long as you stop worrying about pleasing other people, being someone that you're not, or trying to just, I don't know how to put it into words at this point, just trying to entertain someone else, or in a relationship, you're trying to, okay, this person is really hot and everybody loves this person, so I'm going to do what it takes to be with them. Do you want to be with them? When you stop worrying about what other people are thinking and you stop caring, I mean, I'm not saying be rude or anything like that, but when you stop focusing on other people's opinions of you and other people's thoughts and outward projections of who they think you are, when you start saying, you know what, this is who I am, you don't like it, I don't give a shit, I don't care. I'm not hurting anybody. I am happy. I'm bringing joy to my life. And if you can't see that, then I don't need you in my life. And when you can actually do that and stand up for your own feelings and your own thoughts and your own existence on this planet. Because remember, you're just riding this meat suit, right? Our personal reality that we create should be something that we can be happy with and enjoy. And if you're not bringing joy to your life, and there's no joy in your life, guess whose fault it is? You already said it. You just said mine, didn't you? Yeah. And I tell you what, there's things in my life that I want to change, and I'm still working on it. And you know what? It's not freaking easy to change 40 years of habit, or 20 years of programming, or 50 years of upbringing. Your parents taught you. It's not easy. Hell no, it's not going to be easy. But when you get past the past, you know what? That's a great shirt right there. Get past the past. Hold on. I'm going to key that in right here. I got to do this. Get past. I'm a very slow typer, by the way. The past. Okay. I just put that on my screen so I don't forget that, because that is really cool. We need to get past the past, because what's holding you back? What is holding you back in your life? Past thoughts. Past things that you were programmed with. Your past can hold you back, because you know why? Because you let it. It's so easy to let it hold you back too. It's a great excuse. It's a great cop-out. It's a great escape. I use it all the time. But it doesn't change where you want to go. So once you get your goals in line and you start, okay, I'm going to be this person. I'm going to change these things. Fine. You know what? Let's make this very simple. Let's look at ourselves and focus on one thing. Because, you know, I'm going to change everything about myself. It's hard. You're not going to do it. It's bullshit. I'm not going to do it. Focus on one thing about yourself that you don't like. Maybe it's your attitude. Maybe you don't use deodorant, you smell. Maybe you do drugs or you drink too much. Maybe there's something, or you eat too much and you're overweight. Focus on just one thing that you wish was different. You just wish you were different. I just wish I wasn't 20 pounds overweight. I wish I didn't always want to have a shot. I wish I didn't want to always smoke dope or do drugs, or I wish I didn't cheat on my wife, or I wish I didn't be miserable at work. Focus on one thing that you wish was different. And that's the thing that can change your life. I say this because maybe, you know what, maybe you need to work and pay your bills. Oh, wait, we all do. And you hate your job. Focus on not hating your job. Okay, I got to go do this. No, you don't. When you start saying, I have to go to work every day to pay my bills. No, you don't. You choose to go to work every day to pay your bills. If you could choose to not go to work, but then you can't pay your bills. So don't blame work for your situation. Don't blame your job. Don't blame your spouse because you're not happy. Sit down and go, you know what? I'm going to pick one thing. I'm going to stop arguing with my spouse. How about that? I am going to stop looking at pornography. I am going to stop, drinking excessively every night of the week. I am going to stop smoking cigarettes. I'm going to stop eating things late at night that make me overweight that I regret. Whatever it is, pick one thing and focus on it. And then, you know what? And I talk about a lot of different stuff in this podcast. But if you have to, if you're lost and you're frazzled and you're not sure what to do at this point, pick one thing to focus on. Narrow it down. Maybe you're trying to do too much. Maybe you're overwhelmed with the things that aren't going right in your life. And it happens. It's happened to me. You're not alone. You're not exclusive. Don't think you are. We've all been there. So pick the thing you want to change the most. Pick one thing you want to change the most and focus on that thing, whatever it is. How are you going to change it? How are you going to get to the situation to where you can look at that thing, whether it's eating too much or drinking too much or relationship issues or job issues, whatever it is, how are you going to get to a point where you can look at that and go, I have that handled. I get it. It doesn't bother me anymore. I'm okay. I'm okay with my job. I love my wife, my husband. I don't need to drink every day of the week. You know? And those things are important. And it creates integrity within yourself. When you conquer one thing, when you focus, if you look at a whole bunch of different things in your life that are messed up, I mean, shit, this show's not long enough for me to focus all the things that I want to change in my life, but I don't want to bore you with the details. We all know the things we want to change in our life. So if you've tried and you failed in the past, that's okay, because you know you failed. Don't beat yourself up. I failed. I'm still failing at things I want to change. I want to drink less. You know, there's things in my life that I want to change that I'm still working with. And it's okay. I still like who I am. I still respect the person that I am, but it's just something I want to change. I don't want to be at this weight. I want to change my weight. You know what I could do? I could walk around the block every day with my dog, but guess what? I don't do it yet, but I want to. So there's something to be said about wanting to and then taking the next step and actually following through. And when you follow through with your thoughts and ideas and your concepts and who you want to be, and you actually start fulfilling them, it feeds on itself. When you say, you know what? I'm not going to drink every day. I'm not going to drink during the week. Oh, it's the weekend. Okay. Oh, I drink. Oh, I get wasted on the weekend. Great. Oh, next week come up. Okay. Next weekend, you know what? I want to drink half as much. I'm not going to get wasted the whole weekend. Maybe just pick a day. I'll get loaded on Saturday. I can do that. And then the next time, next couple weeks go by, you go, you know what? How about I just don't get wasted? I just have a drink or two and just enjoy life and start weaning yourself off of the addictions and the things and the evil stuff that is holding you back in your life. I think I just woke up a bit there for a minute. But anyway, it's a lot of words that from one crazy guy. And I want you to know, I appreciate every single one of you that has been listening to the show for so many years. Got some new followers, got some new people listening. I would give you a shout out, but it's not on my screen right now. And I've already talked for half an hour, so I'm sure you're bored and you got shit to do. So I appreciate everybody listening to the show. If you want to keep this show on the air, I'm telling you what, it's starting to cost money. Go buy something from the store. Grab a shirt, grab a coaster, grab a book, go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com, and everything you buy helps me keep doing this, man. And I want to do it to keep you guys, in appreciation of who you are and realize that we all have it inside of us. We all do. It's just sometimes it's hard to find. It gets clouded, man. That shit gets clouded. But when you find it and you have control of it, life is great. So that's it. That's the show. That's all I got. What did I call it? Go live? Hell no. I had nothing to do with what I talked about. So I am thinking about going live and setting up my studio here so I can actually do a live podcast and take your calls. And if you like that idea, if you would call into the show or you'd watch a live podcast, I'm not going to waste my time and do it for three people. So if you would watch a live podcast and you've listened for all of this show and you're still here, you obviously like what I talk about. So if you want me to go live on video, on YouTube or whatever the hell platform I can do, let me know. Send me a text message. Say, hell yes, let's go live. 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you if you want me to go live. 304-506-3332. But you know what? Once you text, I'll have your number and your ass better text me and call into the show. So I'm not just sitting there being a doofus on a live stream with nobody calling in. So If you're going to call in, I want to hear. 304-506-3332. Also, grab some merchandise. Grab the book, man. Get your copy of the book now. Okay? Because I'm writing a new one. And we got a journal coming out. I've been talking about that for a year, but I'm working on it with my daughter. And we're both slackers, so. So go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab yourself a book, a personalized copy. And if you've bought one, you get a surprise, don't you? People are like, holy crap, I got this, I got that, I got all these extra things in my book. Yeah, if you order a personalized book, it's way personalized with all kinds of extra goodies just for you. And I appreciate everyone who's been listening to the show all over the world. And I want to hear from, if you think you're in some obscure part of the world. I mean, I've got some people listening from Iraq, from Australia, from Canada, from South Africa. It's really weird. Text me where you are listening to the show. Where do you live? Who are you? Are you listening to the show now, 35 minutes in? Then where are you? Where are you? You're one of my favorite fans. 304-506-3332. Where the hell are you? I want to know. Oh, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys, every single one of you, and the fact that you take the time to listen to me talk for so long. You're one up on my wife because she's like, okay, yeah, great. I'm not going to listen to you talk so much. I hear you all the time. That's it. That's the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know what? I think we can all do a little bit better. I will talk to you later.